Frank and Andy, Andy will be checking in from the Disney Cruise and the XTU Morning Crew. So over the weekend, kind of a surprise. We knew it was going to happen, but it happened Friday. Kane Brown finally got married to his fiancée, Caitlin J., who is from this area, by the way. She's
Mazel
a model.
Tov.
Yeah, absolutely. They did it over in Nashville at like a, it seemed like a very nice, like, barn. I know that doesn't sound nice, but.
No, it's kitschy. I like it. I love it.
They won't say where they're going on their honeymoon, but they say it's all about peace and quiet.
Okay.
So I'm thinking Camden.
You probably nailed it.
It's a very underrated place for a honeymoon.
That's probably it.
But what Zach and I have been going back and forth on is one of the first things that Kane did was he got a tattoo with her name on it and then showing an infinity sign, and you're having some trouble with this over
there. Of course I'm having... Frank, come on. Look me in the eye and say you don't know what my problem is here. You can't get someone's name tattooed on you. It's the death of a relationship. You know that, right?
There has been many people in my history that I know of that got tattoos of the people they were dating or even got real serious with that now have lines through them. So, it does happen. But come on, you got to wish the best for Kane. You got to wish the best for Caitlin.
I'm hoping for the best. But they are spitting in the face of fate right now. They are challenging the karma gods.
215-263-6700. This is what's going to decide. Have you ever gotten a tattoo of somebody's name or know somebody who got a tattoo and
it doesn't work.
You went, that's a mistake.
It doesn't work.
You shouldn't, I'm glad the relationship's going well.
If you buy a house, you get fired.
Right.
If you get a tattoo of someone's name, it is the end of a relationship. We all know it.
215-263-6700. Have you been there? Or do you know somebody who's been there who got a tattoo and shouldn't have?
Challenging the gods as we speak right now.
You know what, though? If anybody can do it, Kane can do it. And that's my belief in it. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
My name's Kevin. I've had my wife's name tattooed on my chest for 8 years now.
8 happy years, I'm sure.
8 happy years, and then I guess a few years ago I put the first letter of her name on my ring finger and haven't looked back.
You have any kids?
We have 3.
See that? 3 kids, happily married for 8 years. I'm telling you, obviously that type of superstition can be absolutely knocked away.
It can be. I absolutely believe it.
You are spitting in the face of fate, my friend. I love it.
Congratulations on the happy family, and congratulations to many more great years.
Thank you. Love you,
Joe. Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
Samantha. Well, my ex-baby daddy got my name tattooed on him and ended up cheating on me and now has pictures all over Facebook with his new girlfriend with my name written on him.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on a second. So you're looking on Facebook and you still see your name with another guy and your baby?
Yes.
Column 1 for me. Oof.
Well, yeah, it's a little rough, I would think, for her.
That way she always knows who came first.
And who always holds his heart. Thank you so much. Love you. Love your show.
Thanks for sharing that story, man. The phones are coming in pretty hot and heavy.
So. Lot of stories. Let's try to get to a couple more.
Good morning. Who are we talking to?
My name's Darlene. My husband has a tattoo, and I've been married almost 30 years.
Okay, can I ask this? Does he have any other names crossed off?
Oh!
No.
Hi, good morning. Who are we talking to?
Good morning. My name is Lisa. I got my now ex-husband's name tattooed on my lower back. And he had my name tattooed on his inner arm. Took up the whole inside of his arm there. Well, we were in divorce court last Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh.
And he has covered my name up with a picture of a 357. I had to call him and tell you guys, I was hysterical laughing driving to the doctor's office this morning.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And may you have happy years not having to deal with that guy anymore.
I sure will. I love you guys and I love your show.